The recent fire at the Deutsche Bank building and the controversy that followed has reminded people once again of the environmental hazards that were left behind after September 11th. Thousands of workers who participated in cleanup efforts believe they are ill due to the dust they breathed back then. As part of our occasional series, Feet in Two Worlds, Eva Kern-Jendrachowska has this report on one group of workers already trained to deal with hazardous materials. Yet, they say that chemicals and contaminants floating in the air after the buildings fell made them sick and killed some of their coworkers.
Even under the best of circumstances, asbestos removal is a hazardous job. And Lower Manhattan after 9/11 was a hazardous place. Mirosław Gorczkowski worked 4 months on the cleanup, mostly at the World Financial Center. Walking around the site 6 years later, the images of the work he did back then keep coming back. Mirosław says that when they entered the buildings for the first time, the only thing you saw was dust. It was up to their knees. Sometimes firefighters had to come and spray water on it. Then workers had to put it into bags and take it to garbage trucks that would carry it to landfills. Today, Mirosław looks like an old and tired man. In 2006, doctors removed an abscess from his brain. After the surgery, at the age of 50, he had to learn to walk and read again. He was also diagnosed with diabetes, lung lesions, and chronic cough. Unable to earn a living, he was forced to move to a homeless shelter. Mirosław was one of about 3,000 workers in Local 78 of the asbestos, lead, and hazardous waste laborers. They worked around the World Trade Center site in the months following 9/11. They got paid the union wage of $23.15 an hour, plus benefits. The union at that time was comprised mainly of Polish immigrants, many of them undocumented. Union Treasurer Paweł Gruchasz says about 30 members have died since 2004.
Prior to that, we have some deaths, but the causes was accident on the jobs and other reasons. However, we see the increasing number right after September 11. If that's the reason, it's not up to me to determine.
Henryk Piesta died of heart failure in November 2004. A month after medical testing at Mount Sinai Center found fluid and scarring in his lungs. Piesta had a history of heart disease, but his daughter Kasia believes that the toxins he was exposed to at the World Trade Center site hastened his death. Kasia thinks the concentration of different substances at the site was much more intense than her father's previous work with asbestos. Henryk Piesta was a unionized asbestos worker for 3 years. He was assigned to the cleanup effort at the World Trade Center for about a week. Could such a short period of exposure have contributed to his death? Mount Sinai Hospital's Dr. Stephen Levine says lung scarring can come from brief, intense exposure, but typically takes years to develop. On the other hand, some types of heart disease can be made worse by asthma and other breathing problems.
Coronary artery disease, where the blood supply to the heart muscle is interfered with, and therefore oxygen isn't getting to the heart muscle adequately. If you're not oxygenating your blood well because your lung function is impaired, can make that problem worse.
Levine studies the health effects of asbestos exposure, among other things, and has worked on Mount Sinai's World Trade Center screening and treatment programs. He says the asbestos workers face similar conditions as other workers near the pile and have developed similar health problems.
Those Polish workers were exposed to this highly irritating material, especially the pulverized concrete, but also fibrous glass and pulverized glass. It produced immediate health effects because there were respiratory burns, both in their upper airways, their sinuses, as well as in their chest. So we're seeing high rates of sinus problems, high rates of asthma, persistent cough, shortness of breath, not because of the asbestos that they were exposed to, but because of all the other components of the dust that were immediately irritating and don't take 20, 25 years to show their effects.
During the cleanup, asbestos workers were more likely to use respirators and other protective gear than firefighters, construction workers, and others. But Józef Pogorzelski says that the safety rules were often ignored. He worked at the Verizon building at 140 West Street.
Na początku tych masek na dojściu do pracy nie można było nałożyć, zakazano nam tego. Przebywaliśmy w tej strefie, gdzie żeśmy jedli, pili, przybierali, no wszystko dookoła funkcjonowało, no.
He says that at the beginning, workers from his crew were not allowed to wear masks outside of the buildings. The supervisors worried that the image of them wearing respirators could scare others. He also says they were eating, drinking and changing without leaving the site. Yusef worked there for 2.5 months. Then he cleaned up dust from fire trucks. He's been diagnosed with diabetes, sleep apnea, asthma and lung lesions. He also had thyroid cancer. The tumor was successfully removed, but Yusef has not been able to work since May 2003.
Nie mogę grać w piłkę już. Na pewno tańczyć nie mogę. Nie mogę pływać. No, po prostu nawet nie mogę chodzić.
He says he can't play soccer, swim or dance. He can't even walk without difficulty or lift anything heavy. Instead, he takes many medications and sleeps with an oxygen mask. Since 9/11, as many as 1,000 members of the Asbestos Workers Union are unable to work. Some have been disabled by health problems. Others, who are undocumented immigrants, can't work because of tightened immigration laws. Józef Pogorzelski has been affected by both. He and many others have been unable to renew their asbestos removal licenses.
Nas wtedy brano, nie pytano, czy ty masz pozwolenie na pracę, czy ty masz papiery. Ale ty idź i rób.
Józef says in the past, city and state agencies awarded licenses without asking whether workers had legal papers. It was certainly that way in September 2001. And it was only later that their immigration status became important. Now, when the workers need help, he says everybody has forgotten about them. Union leader Paweł Gruchacz says there is a reason why immigrants are the main people doing asbestos removal.
There is only people left to willing to do this work. People that were born, with all the due respect, in this country, I don't think so have any interest whatsoever to get involved in the asbestos industry, even if there were wages around $100. I don't think so. You can find American citizens that be willing to do this type of work.
Among Polish asbestos workers, there is a sense of disappointment and betrayal. Without documentation, Yusef and other workers cannot apply for social security benefits. He's able to get workers' compensation, but it's only $400 a month. He has to share his apartment with two roommates. At least he's able to get free medical assistance at Mount Sinai Hospital. That's something he's not confident he would have if he returned to Poland. Many Polish workers have thought about going back, and it's not just medical treatment that's keeping them here. They wonder if the family that they left behind will welcome them, especially now that they are sick and poor. For WNYC, I'm Ewa Karniendrychowska.